ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। ऐं रूपाय ह्रीं रूपाय क्रीं रूपाय भगवते नमः। श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। टुनाइट इज द सेकेंड नाइट द्वितीय ऑफ दिस sacred observance of Navaratri in a small group like a family. We have gathered together to pay our respect, express our devotion to that supreme presence, mother of universe. We don't know what that presence looks like. It's neither male nor female, nor between the two, or the combination of the two. It cannot be described. But for the sake of our mind, we give a name. So if we have to give a name, we give the name Ma, Mother. Mother is the name of unconditional love. Well, that Mother is behind our every action, protecting us, giving birth to us, protecting us, providing for us. She is worshipped as Trigunatmika Shakti. Three guna characteristic attributes, Shakti. So our upasana is the upasana of Trigunatmak Shakti. What are those three? Three gunas? Yes. Tamasik, Sattvic, Rajasic, three gunas. Everything in the universe can be classified in those three attributes. Physical, material, spiritual shakti, Trigunatmak shakti. You need to be healthy, you need to have means to function in the world, and you need to have a purity of mind to ascend and connect with the Divine Self. Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. So this three is very important. Two keeps going, but the moment the three comes in, then it all energy begins to circulate. It closes in. Kali Yantra is a triangle pointing down. Shiva Yantra is triangle pointing up. And the cross, when they are with together, with a dot, becomes a Shri Yantra. So there are many mysteries in number three. Tonight we are on the second night of the first three. And we are evoking that supreme Shakti with the name of Ma Kali. Kali is the remover of darkness, remover of stagnation, remover of enemies basically. She slays the enemies. No compassion. She slays them with great compassion. That's the picture that's depicted, but basically what is the message here? If we are trying to get through some obstacle, too much compassion may not be helpful there. Sometimes one has to be a little forceful. As you see, you are fasting, you are observing silent, you are You have given up your vices for these 9 days. At least somebody has. So what happens the second day, it really erupts, and third day even more so. Our mind starts going and cleverness comes in. You begin to really see that how your mind talks you into anything. And that's where the determination comes in, that yes, it's talking and it's throwing all the temptations and it's finding all the reasons, justifications, but I'm not going to do that. This is the essence behind sankalpa. So you learn many things, and in the process that your own shakti is awakened. You become familiar with your own capability, your own ability, your own strength. Sometimes we know something has to be taken care of, but we keep procrastinating. Some other day, not today. And that other day never comes. So Navaratri is a beautiful time to work on ourselves, awaken that shakti, the trigunatmak shakti. Determination, sankalpa shakti. That Divine Mother is residing within us in the form of all those attributes that we sing, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu. All of them is within us, it's not somebody else. And behind each of those emotions, attributes, there is Shakti, and that there she is. In the chant, the first one in the very end, if you read it carefully, she is residing in each of the sense organs, senses. Each of the senses. Without her, we can't hear, can't see, can't taste, can't touch. Indriyanam sarva bhutanam. So she is right there. Now, how do we engage in the world with our senses? With greed or with sacredness? That's what makes the difference. If we engage in the world with greed, there is no end to it. A little pleasure then turns into suffering, bhog. Engaging in the world with moderation, with a sense of sacredness towards everything that I intake through my senses, can be a beautiful puja. No matter what you are doing, seeing, tasting, touching, smelling, eating, stop, see what is at work there. There is a greed or there is a sense of appreciation and the sacredness that I'm so blessed. Sometimes when we eat, sit down to eat, particularly in our ashram, we take a little water and sprinkle on the food. Om Sat Chit Ekam Brahma. Meaning that it's all Brahman. It's not separate from me. When we are eating the food, what is going on in our mind? Sometimes we immediately start judging the food. It's not healthy, it has too much cholesterol, it has too much this, and we create that. We are mindful of good diet and healthy diet, but once we are eating it, what is happening? can we be, even for a fraction of a moment, in total appreciation, enjoyment, with a sense of sacredness? Seeing, engaging in the world, we are practicing a little moderation, a little abstinence from the world, but we'll engage again. May this Navaratri teach us that everything that we do is sacred. I wouldn't say it's sacred, we make it sacred with our intention and our presence. So tonight is the night when mind will be reactive, because that energy is building inside and it will need to flow. So the best way to let it flow is to direct the flow towards your heart. So practicing Mulabandh in the night time, pull the energy up. Maybe you could even, while you are doing your job, just go each mantra with one bandha. Just keep pulling the energy up. Do it 10-15 times. Just direct the flow. Mulabandh, and then raising the energy from the navel towards the heart. Just let this flow be. And then at the end, meditate on the heart lotus with the red glow. Red is the Shakti, Ma Kali, who removes, opens channels. So let that red energy flow through your veins, arteries. Just imagine from your heart, it's just going all over. And may you even get a glimpse of your own, your cosmic self. You are not just confined to the body. You're much bigger than that. So, and you're not separate from Mother. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs. May she be very much present in all our senses. May we see, feel, find her in a sacred way. Thank you all very much. Om Mahade Namah Parvati Padme Hara. I was just thinking, here I go give a talk every day. She is beyond form. But I come to, I evoke, open the puja with this description of her form. The first mantra that I do here standing, Karagam Chakragade Sushapa Parigam Shulam Bhusundim Sira. One who is holding the sword and a disc, a mace, a bow and arrow, and who is it? Adorned with the skull of chopped heads of the Shundas. I was just thinking, you know, it's okay, I start the puja with this, and then I sit down and say she is beyond the form. Duality. And why our rishis and munis on one side have said that she has so many names, 1,008 names, and the whole book, Tripura Sundari, has been written about her description, how beautiful she is. So there has been so much writings about her form, yet everybody says she is formless. So this is for the sake of her mind. Her mind stays focused, imagining her grandness and her people who are not worshipping her with that, they are worshipping with a yantra form. Yantra, if you look into Sri Vidya someday, there is so much focus on every little tip of the triangle and which devi and which deity is there. It's all an exercise of keeping our mind focused in one place, in sacredness. If we make it too much intellectual, then the heart closes, and if the heart is totally mind is absent, then there is a little problem there too. So a little bit balance of the two is required. Anyway, I was just thinking of this thing, so I emptied it on you if you make something with it. May we have a beautiful night. It's a very rich night of Navaratri anytime. Thank you all for your presence. Om Maharaja.